Welcome to the Grace Community Church Sermons Podcast. Each week we share the sermon from this last week's service. We hope this sermon encourages and equips you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Let's listen in now.
I was asked some time ago if I could attempt to lead and do a message today. I'm proud to be able to do that. Whether I'm able to do it or not is yet to be seen, but I do enjoy giving the opportunity to speak. And this time of year, like I said, it's first of the year, so my thoughts were, I gave it a title of giving the new year a new start. Here we are once again at the beginning of a new year, a time for reevaluation and a season of new beginnings. How many times in life have we started a new year without realizing the goals that we had set before us, or even taken time to evaluate why those goals weren't made? We can't live on yesterday's blessings, and we shouldn't dwell on yesterday's failures or disappointments. But this is a time to forget the past, move forward into the present and the future. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it yet, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling." Many people all over the world are in the process of making New Year's resolutions, which many of them will not ever happen. But for us, as Bible-believing Christians, this is the opportunity to look back over the past year to see where we were able to make all of our desired changes and set out to do new things. The beginning of the new year can be a season of new beginnings for us. It's time to look ahead with a sense of anticipation and excitement toward the new things God wants to do in our lives. It's a season of setting new goals and putting into effect those that we have been putting off. It can be a day of new beginnings for each one of us. In the Lord, every day should be a day of new beginnings. But we can look at this season as a time to reflect and reevaluate where we are and where we are going in God. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day." I believe God wants to create a sense of newness in each one of us in our lives. I believe it is always God's desire that we be filled with a sense of newness and freshness of what He desires and wants us to do in our lives. He desires greatly for us to be filled and renewed with a sense of purpose and destiny. This is what we really need before we can give ourselves a good start to the new year. Over the years, I have realized a lot of goals, but also a lot of failures and unrealized goals as well. The beautiful thing about being a Christian and knowing the Lord is we don't have to live our lives in guilt and condemnation for our failures and unachieved goals. But also, we cannot rely on God's grace to allow us to keep doing wrong. Unfortunately, grace has been taught as merely as a cover-up for our inability to walk with God. 1 Peter chapter 1 says that He put his divine nature on us, and we are to employ every effort to walk in godliness. He's not saying we're to employ every effort to be saved. That's a gift. That's not what it's saying. But we are to employ every effort to live a godly life. We get to wipe the slate clean and start over. God doesn't hold our past against us as long as we are sincerely repenting and continually pressing towards the goal for the prize and the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation every day of our lives. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. The new life has begun." Newness and freshness, a fresh revelation comes. The newness comes by letting go of the past. No matter how miserably we failed in our life, in our Christianity, God desires for us to receive his forgiveness and move forward. Newness comes by allowing God to renew our spirit. Get in touch with what God wants in your life rather than what you want. David prayed for God to create in him a new heart and renew a right and steadfast spirit within him. That should be our heartfelt attitude. God can only create a sense of newness when we yield ourselves to him and open with an open and contrite heart. Don't be too attached to your identity. God wants us to continually change your identity as you move more and more conformed to his image. I'm convinced that one of the reasons many people do not change as much as they would like to is because they're unwilling to let go of their identity. An identity is wrapped up in the sins of the past. The cry of our heart should be for God to continually create a new heart within us and to continually renew our spirit in him. As we do this, it will put us in the proper position for God to speak and create new things in our lives. It takes a restored and renewed vision to move forward in God. This means spending time with him so that we can renew our strength and our lives. Having the Holy Spirit revive and reveal new things to us come from waiting on God and allowing him to speak to our spirit. Spending time in his word, make time. Everyone makes time for what they want. You have time to get into his word and maybe just sit quiet and listen to what he has to say. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and they will not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." We need to learn to wait on God with expectations of new revelations and understandings of what he desires towards us. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I've come up with 4 ways to kickstart your new year. 1 is to rely on the Holy Spirit to help you and equip you. Colossians 1:29 says, "That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me." Hanging on and dwelling on the past is like moving air through a dirty filter. Even though something new and fresh is entering into that filter, it comes out dirty and tainted because of the filth it has to go through. Take Jonah, for example. Jonah's sulking disappointment came from a failure of imagination, a failure of heart. He had no idea what God was doing, the largeness of his love and mercy and salvation. He reduced his vocation to his own performance. He was in the right place, doing the right thing, but he interpreted everything through his Jonah ideas and his Jonah desires. Many times we do the same thing. We're in the right place, the right time, but because we're focused on self, we miss out on the new things God wants to do through us and for us. Our own ideas and desires get in the way, and we totally miss what God is trying to do and say. One of God's principles concerning new things is to forget the past and not walk in condemnation or guilt, but rather to walk in the freedom and the liberty of his forgiveness. If he has forgotten about our past sins, failures, and defeats, we must also forget and get on with the new things he desires to do in our lives. Also, newness comes by hungering and thirsting for it. Matthew 5:6 says, God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God gives us a promise to get us from where we are to where he wants us to go. But there is going to be conflicts, there's going to be trials, and maybe even some battles in between where we are and where God wants us to be. We seem to want the promises to be brought to us instead of going to get it. If I was sitting in my recliner and Mary says, you want something to eat? And I said, oh yeah, I'm starving. She can go get it, make it, bring it to me. But that shows I was hungry enough that I would eat if she brought it to me, but not hungry enough to actually get up and do it and go do what I should do. A lot of things that would be for the right things for us to do, we have a tendency to do it if it's brought to us, dropped on our lap. But do we want to put the time, effort, and work into actually doing what God wants to do? Basically, pay the price for the calling of God. The major reason unbelievers have a hard time fulfilling their New Year's resolutions is because they are looking to do it in their own strength. Romans 8:11 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. As Christians, God has given us the Holy Spirit and all the things that pertain unto life and goodness. Because of that, a new hope comes with new challenges and new goals because of all the promises. All the promises of God are true and sure. You can depend on them. Another way is to build on the past successes and learn from the past failures. Great accomplishments are often attempted, but only occasionally reached. Those who reach them are usually those who have missed a few times. Failures are the only temporary test to prepare us for our permanent triumphs. We all have failures in our lives. It's what we do with the failures and how we respond to them that makes the difference. The way we deal with failure can determine how we sustain our motivation. I've seen where they said a successful person fails 2 out of every 5 times, but an unsuccessful person fails 3 out of every 5 times. Really not that much difference. Keep trying, even though you fail. We need to look at how we missed the mark and make necessary adjustments that will help us make a more perfectly meet our goals perfectly in the coming year. We should think of our goal as a target. The bullseye is 100, right in the dead center. The rings around are 80, 60, 20, 40, 20. We should aim for 100, but sometimes you might just hit 80. You might just hit 20. But if we don't aim, chances are we're not going to hit anything. Got to set a goal, set a target. I read where someone said, I would rather attempt to do something great for God and fail than to do nothing and succeed. So you need to set some goals, and I'm not a good one at that, but I need to set goals. Proverbs 29:18, when people do not accept divine guidance, they will run wild, but whoever obeys the law is joyful. Without a vision or direction, you'll cast off all restraint and not fulfill those areas of change that God also wants to bring into your lives. So, what are some of the goals for the coming year? I encourage you to think about what your goals are for the coming year and write them down. Make a list of the areas that you want victory during the coming year. Make a list of the areas you want to be more diligent in. Make a list of the new areas of experiences that you want to come into. Make a list of the new areas in which you want to commit yourself to or recommit yourself to. Make a list of what God wants to do in your family. And become accountable to someone in the area you're looking for the change and newness. I think one of the main things we overlook as Christians, we get tied up in this world and the things we have to do, that we don't seek first the kingdom of God. And that takes a lot of discipline. And everyone seems to say discipline's important, but very seldom do they tell you why it's important. Discipline is the strongest form of self-love. It's ignoring something you want right now for something better later on. Discipline reveals the commitment you have to your dreams, especially on the days you don't want to. The future you is depending on the current you to keep the promises you made to yourself yesterday. And we should expect the Holy Spirit to bring forth new beginnings. We should have great expectations in our heart that new things and new seasons are coming to break forth into our lives, because this is God's desire towards us. It's just a matter of us agreeing with God and His will and purposes for our lives. Philippians 1:6 says, I am certain that God, who began a good work within you, will continue His work until the It is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. If you are holding a cup of coffee in your hand and someone bumps into you, causing you to spill coffee everywhere, why did you spill coffee? It wasn't because somebody bumped into you. It's because that's what you had in your cup. If you'd had tea in your cup, you'd have spilled tea. If you had milk, whatever. The reason you spilled the coffee was because that's what was in your cup. So when life bumps into you, when you're rattled, when it shakes you, and it will, what's going to come out of you? Will it be anger? Will it be rage, self-pity, or fear? Or will it be godliness, love, compassion, understanding, and hope? Whatever you fill yourself with is what's going to spill out. It's your choice. So for this new year, what are you going to put in your cup? Does anyone here want an intimate relationship with God? I do. One of the scriptures that talks about that is James 4:8. It says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So the question is, who drew first? We do. You do. We initiate it. Drawing near to him is something that will cause the creator of this universe, the one that put the stars in the sky, the one that named each one, drawing near to him will cause him to draw near to you. The disciple that was saying that it's you, it's not God that determines the level of a relationship with him. What would your relationship with God be like if you chased after God as hard as you chased after the things you want? Whether it be money, your job, your home, your education, another person, a relationship. If you truly worked as hard to have a relationship with God as you do other things that are in your life, what would that relationship look like? So I guess I challenge you today to evaluate where you are, set goals to where you want to be, put trust in God for the Holy Spirit to guide you, and then discipline yourself to know God more. And most of all, draw near to God and get closer to him than you've ever been. I challenge you to get into his word. I know there's different reading, at least, get into his word. If you can only commit to doing the Old Testament or the New Testament for this year, make strides to go more and spend time with him quiet. Set a time, whatever works for you, morning, evening, just whatever your schedule will allow, make time to be with him. Read. Study. If you can do the whole entire Bible in a year, that's great. If you can do it 5 or 6 times, that's great. But make time to be with God. Draw near to him. I can't stress enough. Being in the presence of God better than any of your work, your job, your money, your time. It's the best place to spend it. Really.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's message. If you want further information about Grace Community Church, you can visit us at gccofalliance.org. Also note, the video for this message, for this sermon, is linked in the details below. Have a great day.